these robberies are very opportunistic in their nature, that they come, they open the boxes very quickly and they're gone. It is very difficult to track down who is doing it. It would be quite difficult also for the Gardaí to be able to apprehend anyone at that stage, because they're come and they're gone so quickly. It's the third robbery that we've had now during this calendar year. I would just say that for other churches and chapels to be on the alert for this type of antisocial activity.
And there is no way, a church is such a sacred place, that there is no way that you wish to shut it off either, to protect against this?
The way now that the people in this parish, from they were little children up now into their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they've never known any other way but being able to go into the chapel to light their wee candles. And they would never dream in a thousand years that anyone would dare touch anything for them that, you know, for those people that is sacred. They would never dream that that would happen. It would take, what I would say, not a central part, but an important part of their spirituality and their faith if we did anything to prevent them from going in for their personal devotions and lighting their, as we used to say, lighting their penny candles for their intentions and the comfort that that brings to them. I think it would be an awful pity if it had to be regulated in some way that they wouldn't have access. There may be other ways, you know, of doing it that we would have to sit around the table and discuss about another form. It would be extremely difficult because these people are determined. They're very determined.